on your job. Now, our turn right now is going to be called Trick Shot. Trick is spelled T-R-I-C-K, and shot is spelled S-H-O-T. Now, what's a trick shot? Well, a trick shot is a camera movement, a camera technique, okay? Things that you use with a camera to convey a feeling. Now, why is it called a trick shot? Well, because in a trick shot, it's really to get a feeling. The reason why they say it's a trick shot is really not because the camera's tricking in terms of its use. It's tricking the person who's watching it, because you may think that you're seeing something, but you're actually seeing something else. A good example is that, say you're looking at, say, a wall, and you're shooting a wall, but then you hear somebody speaking, okay? And the wall, say, the camera moves around, makes the wall look like it's moving. Well, the wall's not actually moving. It's actually the camera that's moving, but that's all this trick shot, okay? Sometimes you see it in movies with, like, people on a boat, and it's moving back and forth. The camera's moving, the boat is not, okay? Trick shot. Anyway, coming up, American slang.
I'm Duran. 那么今天带给你一部新的影片, 它的名字叫 60s and 7 nights, 翻译成中文叫, 可以翻译成叫 6天7夜。 好了, 接下去的这个片段, 你会看到, 这个影片的女主角, 她叫 Robin Monroe, 她的职业呢, 是在纽约做一个时尚杂志的编辑。 哎, 谈到她, 下面这个片段里面是演到, 她和她的男朋友, 在这个餐馆里面, 有一段对话, 她的男朋友想给她一个 big surprise, 一个惊喜, 让我们再来看看, 这个惊喜到底是什么?
Oh, you're kidding.
You and me in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, I can't.
Oh, you can.
I can?
Uh-huh, I cleared it with Marjorie.
You did? Oh, you're a sneak.
Yeah. 6 days and 7 nights on the secluded tropical island paradise of Makatea.
好,来看今天的美国的语是这个句子叫 You're a sneak.
Oh, you're a sneak.
Okay, S-N-E-A-K. This word, a sneak, means a sneak is someone who does things around you without your knowledge. 我们一般讲就是个名词，表示有一类人呢，他们喜欢做一些事情也不跟你打招呼，鬼鬼祟祟，神神秘秘。我们就形容这样的人，我们叫他是一个 a sneak. 但是好像在中文听起来还有点贬义的意思，不过在电影里面，它完全没有这个意思，它是可以表示贬，也可以表示 怎么来使用？听好这个句子叫 Hey, you threw me a surprise party. You are such a sneak. 原来我们摄制组的人都在他家等好，排好队来迎接我。为什么不是我走，是他走？啊，总之这个句子的意思是 Hey, 没想到你有一个 party 给我，你有一个派对，有一个舞会给我，我想这是一个惊喜，我高兴。于是我表扬他，起码是评定他，我说 Hey, 你小子可 真够诡秘， 于是这个词我用出来叫 You are such a sneak. 我们再来看第二个一句， 我们几个人正在电影房里面看电影，结果你小子也溜进来， 于是听好了， 这个句子就可以用上， 我说 Hey, you sneak, how did you get into the movies without paying? 这句话的意思是 Hey, 你怎么这么神秘， 你可真够诡秘的， 你这个小家伙， 怎么不付钱， 你就溜进了电影院。
Oh, you're kidding.
You and me in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, I can't.
Oh, you can.
I can?
Uh-huh, I cleared it with Marjorie.
You did? Oh, you're a sneak.
Yeah. 6 days and 7 nights on the secluded tropical island paradise of Makatea.
Okay, 来到了一个美丽的热带的海岛度假，哎，在旅途中呢，他们恰恰遇到了那个由哈里森福特，知道他对不对？由那个哈里森福特主演的一个，他是一个个体户，不是开飞机的，由他扮演的一个个体飞行员叫 Queenie，这个 Queenie 一旦出现了，有一点奇怪，因为他和 Robin 生活周围，他生活在纽约，跟纽约其他的男人好像不太一样。 他非常的不拘小节。
Wow, there you go. Yeah, where's your co-pilot?
Oh, she's busy with the tourists.
Well, that sounds like you don't like this.
Oh, no, never bite the hand that feeds your mouth. Whatever. Besides, you know, they're good for a laugh.
You're a big laugher, are you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They come here looking for the magic, expecting to find romance when they can't find it any other place.
Maybe they will.
It's an island, babe. If you don't bring it here, you won't find it here.
Oh, heavy. Pilot and philosopher.
各位看过上面这个片段来学外语了，第一个短语是这个短语叫 good for a laugh.
They're good for a laugh.
Right. So if you say somebody or something is good for a laugh, it means they're amusing. 所以看好了，这个短语是可以形容人，也可以形容东西。如果你说什么什么是 good for a laugh， 就表示laugh是大笑的意思。 我们这个短语的意思就表示很风趣、很逗、很有意思。我们来看例句，好吧？第一个例句听好了。My uncle is always good for a laugh. Yes, he tells funny stories. 这句话的意思是我的舅舅是个很风趣的人，你应该见一见。我的舅舅是个很风趣的人，叫 My uncle is always good for a laugh. 为什么呢？我们解释出。 他经常给我讲有趣儿的故事， He tells funny stories. 第二个句子给你举一个 something 东西的。好，这个句子听好了，叫 Hey, the movie is worth seeing. It's good for a laugh. 这句话的意思， Hey, 那部影片绝对值得一看，它看起来非常的有意思，那个影片非常的逗。好了，这个句子我再说一遍，叫 The movie is worth seeing. It's good for a laugh.
Maybe they will.
It's an island, babe. If you don't bring it here, you won't find it here.
Oh, heavy. Pilot and philosopher.
刚才这个片段带给我们另外一个原点，也必须掌握住这个句子叫 Wow, heavy. A pilot and a philosopher.
Oh, heavy. Pilot and philosopher.
我们要教给你们这个词是 heavy. Okay, so if someone or something is heavy, it means it's intellectual or intense. 那么你来看这个字面的意思，你很简单是表示重，叫 heavy. 那么形容语用的是大的 heavy rain. 不过在影片里面有另外一个含义，这个词意思很多，它在这个地方的含义是形容人或者东西，比方说书啊、报刊呢，我们表示很深沉。 很深刻，我们就表示叫 heavy. 第一个例句叫 Hey, the book I'm reading is heavy. It's making me think seriously about my life. 这句话的意思是，我正在读的这本书它 heavy， 它很深刻。这本书写得很深刻，看了这本书，不得不让我深刻的思考起我的生活了。那么这样的书当然是叫一个形容词来形容它，叫 heavy. 我们再来看第二个例句，听好了，第二个例句叫 Hey, Duran is a heavy guy. Yes, he's always talking about philosophy. 他的意思是说 Duran, who's Duran? You should know that, right? 好了 ，Anyway， 这是一个 guy's name. 你说 Hey, Duran 这个人，他很深刻，他很深沉，因为他总是谈论有关哲学的话题。是这样吗？那么这个句子我们再说一遍，叫 Hey, Duran is a heavy guy. He's always talking about philosophy. 好了，这个词你掌握了，记住了 heavy 可以形容人，很深沉，形容东西，很深刻。
Oh no, never bite the hand that feeds your mouth. Whatever. Besides, you know, they're good for a laugh.
You're a big laugher, are you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They come here looking for the magic, expecting to find romance when they can't find it any other place.
Maybe they will.
It's an island, babe. If you don't bring it here, you won't find it here.
Oh, heavy. Pilot and philosopher.
我们结束这个板块之前，我们来一个 quick review， 看看今天学的东西，来评点一下。第一个，
Hello.
俚语里面我们学了一个词组，谁还记得叫？是表示你小子可真是神出鬼没，你也不打个招呼就来，你也不打个招呼就给我来一个惊喜。那么这样的人叫sneak， 对吗？那么我们如果造句的话，我可以说 Hey, you are such a sneak。 我可以说没有动词的叫 You sneak， 都是可以的。 贬义的、褒义的、中性的都可以，要看这个上下文来决定，叫 You are such a sneak。 好，接下去我们学了一个词跟笑有关系，它是表示 amusing， 这个东西很逗、很有趣、很风趣，形容人可以，形容东西也可以。那个短语叫 good for a laugh，very good。 再说一遍，叫 good for a laugh。 我可以说我的舅舅，还记得吗？叫 my uncle is always good for a laugh。我还可以说那个电影值得去看，因为它是 it's good for a laugh。 好了，最后一个短语刚刚讲过，不用重复了吧？这个词是表示轻的反义词叫 重， 叫 heavy， 不过它还有另外一个含义，跟重量没关系的，是表示你的思想沉甸甸的，它表示人是深沉的，东西是深刻的。好，别走开，接下去是原声碟。
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song from the movie Joseph, King of Dreams.
You are a miracle child. You are the best. You shine the brightest.
Now, the story of Joseph actually comes from the Bible, and they made a movie about it. And Joseph was a very special baby, and in this movie, they sing a song called Miracle Child. Now, a miracle is something magic, something that happens that's out of the ordinary. It's extraordinary. You are a miracle, child. You are the best. You shine the brightest. So like a star that shines, he shines the brightest, brighter than anyone else. Your days will be cloudless and mild. Now, when there are clouds in the sky, maybe it will rain, but they're saying, no, his days will be easy, sunny every day, no clouds, cloudless. And mild means very peaceful. If something is spicy hot, then it's extreme. And if it's really, really cold outside, or really, really sweet, or something that's very extreme, but mild is right in the middle. It's very calm, very pleasant. So if the weather in springtime can be very mild, in the summer it's very hot, in the winter it's very cold, but the spring and fall, mild. Your trails will be blessed. So your trails are the road that you go. A trail is a small road. And so they're saying, in your life, the trails you go will be blessed. To be blessed means to have good luck. If your day, your life is blessed, it means it has a lot of good things, good luck in it. Your trials, the lightest. Your trials are your problems. A trial is something that tests you, something that's very difficult and you have to overcome it. It's like the test in your life. All right, so let's listen to the song, hear more about this miracle child and why he's so special. See you next time on Action English.
You are a miracle child. You are the best. You shine the brightest. Your days will be cloudless and mild. Your trails be blessed. Your trials the lightest. You will make better things. You will share the hair of kings. You were born and fortune smiles. For you.